This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at two women listed in Romans chapter 16 who ministered to Paul. Among others listed in that chapter, he made special comments about Priscilla and Aquila. They were fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me, Paul says. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house, verses 3 and 5. Paul first met this couple in Corinth, according to Acts 18:1-3. Aquila was from Pontus. They moved to Corinth from Rome not long before Paul arrived. Being tent makers by trade, they invited Paul to join their business. He taught in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and after Silas and Timothy joined him, resumed his ministry full time. But the relationship with Aquila and Priscilla continued. They traveled with him to Ephesus and stayed there, while Paul, after a short stay, continued on to Antioch. Paul remembers a time when this couple risked their lives for him. Whether they hid him in their house during the uprising in Ephesus is not clear. Paul remembers vividly being protected by them at great risk, and he appreciated them for it. What a blessing it is to have a friendship that is totally open in every area of life. They could work together in a trade to make ends meet. They didn't seem to harbor any disappointment when he left their business so he again could give full time to ministry. Theirs was an open home for him and the church. I trust this Christmas you'll enjoy time with family and friends in a warm home setting like Aquila and Priscilla provided for many believers wherever they lived.